This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization noted Monday that globally, the number of new coronavirus cases fell for the third consecutive week. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has called this encouraging news. Tedros said it shows the virus can be controlled even with the new variants in circulation, and that with proven public health measures such as social distancing, the wearing of masks, and good hygiene, infections can be prevented. He warned, however, that the world has been at this point before and it is no time to relax. He said, quote, over the past year, there have been moments in almost all countries when cases declined and governments opened up too quickly and individuals let down their guard only for the virus to come roaring back. Tedros said that as vaccines are rolled out around the world, it's important to continue to take the precautions that keep people safe. He said controlling the spread of the virus saves lives now and reduces the chances of more variants emerging. U.S. President Joe Biden is hosting 10 Republican senators for talks today about a new round of coronavirus economic relief. The U.S. leader and the lawmakers are far apart on how much should be spent. The Democratic president has proposed a $1.9 trillion package. Republicans are calling for a $618 billion deal. On Sunday, the group sent a letter to Biden urging him to negotiate on a new relief deal rather than try to get his plan approved solely with the votes of congressional Democrats. Both Biden and the Republicans are calling for $160 billion for testing, vaccines, and personal protective equipment on top of hundreds of billions that were approved last year as the virus swept into the United States. You can follow this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Biden has condemned Monday's military takeover in Myanmar, calling for a quick restoration of democracy and warning that Washington could reimpose sanctions. Biden said, quote, the international community should come together in one voice to press the Burmese military to immediately relinquish the power they have seized. He added, the United States is taking note of those who stand with the people of Burma in this difficult hour. Burma is the name the United States used for Myanmar before it transitioned to democratic rule. Myanmar's military seized control of the country Monday, imposing a one-year state of emergency. The country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, and President Win Myint were among a group of senior politicians who were detained in the early morning hours, sparking spasms of uncertainty in Myanmar and around the world. An announcement read on the military's Miawadi television said the seizure was necessary because the democratic government had not acted on claims of voter fraud following November's elections. The announcement said new elections would follow at the end of 1 year. The military said it would hand the power to the winner of those elections. U.S. officials say China is targeting relatives of some Uyghur activists with terrorism charges while intimidating others who raise awareness about the plight of the Muslim minority in Xinjiang region. Nuri Turkel, a commissioner at the bipartisan U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, said the Chinese government frequently uses relatives of Uyghurs abroad as hostages to intimidate and silence activists. He cited a recent Chinese official announcement about sentencing Gulshan Abbas, sister of Uyghur American activist Ruchan Abbas, to 20 years in prison on terrorism charges in Xinjiang. Ruchan Abbas says her sister's imprisonment is a retaliation against her activism in the United States. She told VOA her sister was, quote, taken from her home by Chinese authorities in 2018. That was 6 days after Ruchan Abbas gave a speech in the United States about China's abuses against Uyghurs. She said terrorism is the term China uses when targeting Uyghur activists and their families. The death toll from Sunday's assault on a hotel in Somalia's capital has risen to 15, with at least 20 others injured. This according to a police spokesman and medical officials in Mogadishu. The dead include four assailants in addition to 11 victims, according to security officials. Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. A well-known top retired general, Mohammed Nur Galal, was killed, as more than one young couple on their honeymoon. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.